shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi, this is Donalyn Curry inviting you to tune into WCNO Monday through Friday at 6:45 a.m. for Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church. Join Pastor Jerry for a service Sunday morning at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. Check us out on Facebook or Twitter, or visit our website at ChristFamilyChurch.net. And remember, keep the faith.
Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional here on the Treasure Coast. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Hi, my name is Manny Rivera. I'm the lead pastor of Impact Church in Miami, Florida. At the beginning of this summer, God has smiled on us by visiting us with His presence in a powerful way. We've seen miracles of healing and signs and wonders. By our Lord's instructions, we began having meetings called power gatherings. These power gatherings are meetings where churches come together in the spirit of unity and contend for the supernatural. Hundreds of people have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and through them, hundreds of miracles, signs, and wonders have occurred. We've seen from cancer disappearing to deaf ears opening and physical scars disappearing. On November the 2nd at 6 p.m., a power gathering is coming to the great city of Fort Pierce. We will be hosted by Truth Church, pastored by Jason and Kim Bumgardner. I hope to see you there.
Hey guys, it's Pastor Jason. I hope you can make it to this next power gathering. Truth Church is located at 3891 Edwards Road. For more information, you can call us at 772-461-8555 or check us out on the web at mytruthchurch.com.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio Broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Listen, I really believe that there's people here this morning that you could get it done whether God helped you or not. I mean, some of us have good talent and good knowledge and good understanding. And we can put our hand to stuff and we can get it done. And it's not that you're not saved. It's just that you've been doing what you've been doing long enough to get by. And you can get it done. Amen. You've learned how to do what it is that you do. You could run your business, whether you were anointed to run your business or not, because you've learned how to run your business. You learn how to keep accounting. You've learned how to write checks. You learn how to do it. Amen. You've learned how to make investments, whether the favor of God is on your life or not. I mean, a lot of people in the world out there getting rich. Come on, somebody. Amen. They've learned how to make investments, amen? But how many of you understand that God will never allow us to come to a place in life where we no longer have to live dependent on Him and live a life of faith? And why is that? Why?
Because God wants me to grow into the fullest capacity that He has for my destiny. He wants me to keep on growing. And in order to do that, He constantly presents me with situations where I have to be totally dependent on Him that I can't get done in my own strength. The things that I can do in my own strength just keep me on the same playing field. But He's constantly challenging me to go further, to go deeper, to get stronger, and to become more dependent on Him. Listen to me this morning. That's why some of you have felt overwhelmed. That's why some of y'all been stressed out and when situations come into your life, and that's why you feel like when everything was going right and all of a sudden all hell broke loose in your life and now you don't know what to do. Come on, amen. Everything looked good. Now all of a sudden it's been flipped upside down and you can't take it anymore. And you're wondering why everything's off. You're starting to wonder why everything got all flipped around on you. What happened? I was doing good. I was going to church. Things were looking good. Now all of a sudden everything's falling apart. God, where are you? Well, God's reaching down from the next level of your life. And He's saying, come on up here. I got more for you. You've been on that level long enough. You've been doing that long enough. You've been there long enough. Oh my God, come on somebody. Amen. And he does that because He doesn't want us to arrive at a destination that we can fully occupy. He wants us to continually be challenged. He wants to keep us from becoming mediocre. He wants to keep us from becoming complacent, from getting settled in, so that when we arrive at a new dimension that He's called us to, we're prepared to move into it by faith and we're not moving into it by our own strength. So that we're dependent on Him. God wants to increase our capacity to live beyond just being a warrior for Christ on Sunday. He wants us to really be a flame of fire every day, a light in a dark world, living our life through the light of eternity, through that perspective. Amen? Hallelujah. God wants you to be a businessman, can move in influence and change a generation. So He allows us to be challenged in life. He allows challenges to come to us, so it creates dependency on Him and it causes our faith to grow. I mean, that's how we work out faith muscles. Bible says each man is given a measure of faith. Do you know what? You can work it out. You only have so much muscle in your body, but how many know if you go down to the gym and you work out, it's going to get bigger? And it's going to get stronger. They ain't that you got more muscle. It's that you're taking the muscle you got and you turn it into big muscle. What was small muscle becomes big muscle. So He does that to build our faith, to create dependency on Him. And He compounds that through the art of apothecary. It's a holy anointing oil that He begins to blend into our lives. And he takes all the situations of our life and He blends us into this thing that becomes anointed and holy. Isn't that awesome? How many of you recognize that the anointing God allows to come on your life is really never for you? God didn't anoint you so you can be anointed. Although sometimes I watch Christian television and wonder, did He go there? Whatever God works in your life, it's for those people that He's assigned to you. You're anointed for the people that you encounter. You're anointed. Listen to me. God puts things in your life. He anoints you for things in your life for the people that He puts in your life. It's not for you. Come on, somebody. Amen. You're not anointed to be anointed. That's why when you went through what you went through, it shapes you and prepares you for the people that God's sending you through to you. Amen. It's for the people that are going to meet you on your path, on your journey. You went through it so you can be a help to somebody. Come on. That's why some of us, we went through a bad marriage and we got pulled out of that bad marriage because you're about to meet somebody else that's getting ready to go through a bad marriage and now you got something to offer them. So, well, God hates divorce. Well, you already went through it. Now be a help to somebody. He's going to take what the devil intended for destruction and use it for a blessing, not just in your life, but for those people that you're going to encounter in your life. Amen? That's why God gave some of us the grace to get through bad business or through bankruptcy, because we're bound to meet some people in business that need some help. That need some hope. That need some encouragement. Amen?
Hallelujah. That's why when you met that young man that had a dream and he doesn't know how to work it out, but guess what? Here you are. You've been through that. You've been through that hell. You've been through that stress. You've been through that pressure. And now all of a sudden you can give him some help. You can give him some hope. You can give him some encouragement. Because you've been through it. Amen. So when you understand that then you realize that there's nothing that happens in your life by accident. Whether the intent of it was for good or evil, it's still not by accident, amen? There's been a compounding that God takes everything in your life, and there's been a compounding that takes place inside of you. God begins to work it out for your good, for His good, amen? And how many know God is a very skilled chemist, amen? He works it out to the art of the perfume or the apothecary. In other words, this stuff just isn't happening in your life. There's not random acts of offense and random acts of revenge and random acts of love going on in your life. God's working all those things in you as a chemist in your life to make you a sweet-smelling perfume. I mean, God's a very skilled chemist. Come on, somebody say He's skilled. And He's blending the ingredients of your life to make you into the most effective person that you can be. Come on, that's good news for some of us. Come on, wives, that's good news for some of your husbands. Amen? Come on, husbands, that's good news for some of you wives. Amen? So when you get mad at them sometimes, you need to look at them and go, God is working something good. Hallelujah. God's doing something great. They're going to smell so good when He's done. Boy, they were really nasty to me this morning. They must going to be smelling really good tomorrow. Oh, Jesus. That term apothecary literally means the skill or the art of apothecary. That phrase literally means the skill, the knowledge, or the understanding of the one who is blending the ingredients. It's the person, the chemist. It's his skill. God is so skilled. He's so intelligent. He knows so much. How many agree with me that if He could create the universe, He has to know what's going on in my life? Amen? How many know this morning sometimes you pay more money for some perfume than you pay for other perfume, huh? Isn't that right? You can get Old Spice for $8 a bottle, or you can get Polo for $40. Come on. Some perfume costs more than others. Sometimes on a birthday or anniversary, men will go out and they'll buy their wife some really expensive perfume, and we look for the high-quality stuff, don't we? You don't go down to flea market and buy that knockoff Chanel. Chanel number 7. What, the 7? You better be getting me 5. What is 7? Oh, that's 5's cousin. Twice removed. Smell almost just like it. You being cheap. Come on, amen. But we go out and we look for the high-quality stuff, and the high-quality stuff's been blended with the best ingredients to smell good. The better it smells, the better the ingredients, amen? How many of you, if you walk into a perfume shop in some areas, like over in Beverly Hills or down in Palm Beach, they will actually have an apothecary right there in that store that will blend a perfume for your skin and your physical makeup and make a perfume that is custom-made to blend with your scent. I mean, that ain't cheap. Some of this stuff costs $1,000 an ounce. What are you wearing? I'm wearing Jason. You smell like Jason. Are you wearing Jason? He said the first ingredient, 500 shekels of myrrh. Everybody say myrrh. Myrrh. Now watch this real close. This is important. Some of you here this morning, this will be good for you because it'll really help you make your life make some sense to you. Amen. Myrrh was a spice that was bitter. Everybody say bitter. Myrrh by itself is very bitter. And in the Bible, it always denoted bitter circumstances. It talked about the things in life that are not pleasant to your taste, things that challenge your taste, actually. Amen. It's interesting to me that when the wise men came to present the gifts to Jesus, they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. There was myrrh there. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that there are those places in our life
that God allows us to come to that are very bitter or seem very bitter to us, but they end up driving us to Him. Come on, how many know in some bitter places you have the opportunity to become better? John Bevere says it this way, you're going to be one of two people. You're either going to be bitter or better. But every offense in your life is going to do something to you. Once you're offended by somebody or once you're offended by a person, it's going to do one of two things. You will never be the same, number one, but one of two things will happen to you. You'll either become better through the experience or you'll become bitter. But when the offense comes, you're never the same again. You're going to move from that point in your life to a new point, and you'll either be better or you'll be bitter. There's bitter places in our life. And the bitter places of our life, when we recognize how bitter it is, they can drive us to be better. Come on, somebody. Look over in Exodus chapter 15. Over here, the children of Israel just came through the Red Sea. They went through the Red Sea. Miriam and all the ladies are dancing with the tambourines. And you know how Pastor Joe does back there with that tambourine? Just dancing around back there. That's what Miriam and all the ladies were doing. They're dancing, playing tambourines. They're singing the song of victory. They just watched Pharaoh's army get drowned in the Red Sea. I mean, the whole army wiped out. They're on the other side going, oh, my God. Look what God did. And they've been delivered out of Egypt. Praise the Lord. We're free. Hallelujah. We're free. And then later on, they just put the tambourine up, and they go 3 days into the wilderness. Somebody say 3 days. 3 days into the wilderness, and they found nothing. I mean, in the wilderness, there ain't a lot out there. The Bible says they found no water. They went 3 days, and they didn't find no water. And verse 22 says, Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Then they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now when they come to Marah, everybody say Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people complained against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. And when he cast it into the waters were made sweet. Somebody say sweet. Now watch this, watch this. They just came from a great victory, and now all of a sudden, they're experiencing something very bitter. 3 days out of the Red Sea, and now they're dealing with something very bitter. You know, don't you just get tired sometimes of hearing people, how people always just get it right all the time? Aren't you glad you got a pastor that gets it wrong once in a while? Come on, somebody, amen? If you're teaching people, or you're ministering to people, or you're praying for people, or reaching out to people, can I just tell you something? Don't just talk about your successes. Don't just talk about how anointed you are. How you never did anything wrong, and if something bad happened to you, it certainly wasn't your fault. Because you're too anointed for that kind of trouble. Please don't do that. Amen? I wish somebody would just tell about the times they didn't get it right, and they tell about the times that they laid on the floor all night till 5 o'clock in the morning crying and boohooing and trying to get a breakthrough, and they didn't get the breakthrough till the sun came up, and when the sun finally broke over the eastern sky, they finally stood up and pulled themselves up by the bootstraps and said, praise God, I'm going to go on anyway. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how bad it's been. I don't care what they've said. I don't care what they've done. I'm not going to stop with what God told me to do. Come on, somebody. They had to cry out for a touch from the God. Yeah, had to get to a place in your life where you said, God, if you don't show up, I ain't going. I need you, amen? I wish some people would at least give the testimony about the wilderness and how God delivered them out of the wilderness. Because how many understand it's the wilderness experiences of life that shape us and mold us into what God wants us to become? You can't get from one mountain to another mountain without going through a valley. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody needs to talk about the days when their finances were falling apart and they didn't know what they was going to do. But all they knew how to do was just trust God to make it through and hang on and knew that there was going to be a better day and that God was moving them from not enough to barely enough to just enough to more than enough. And there was a process that had to develop in their life. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs to talk about, oh, I wasn't sure I was going to make it to the next day unless God showed up.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, those are the places where we begin to prove the compounding, the art of the apothecary, the art of the chemist, where we begin to prove the blending of what he does in our lives. How many want to prove what God's doing in your life? I mean, prove it to other people. I mean, prove it to yourself. Well, you have to get tested then. And not only tested, you're going to have to make it through some of them. He said, listen, you come through the Red Sea, you celebrated, you made it. But guess what? It had nothing to do with you. I did it all for you. I got you through the Red Sea. Moses lifted his rod, the waters parted, and the people walked through. It's by grace that we got to where we are. It's by grace that we got to where we were going. But your grace is only going to get increased when maturity comes. I mean, we got to grow up. Sometimes it ain't enough to show up. We got to grow up. A lot of times we can show up, but we sit there and we think, what's he going to do with that rod? Who does he think he is? Well, I see the waters are parting. I know he doesn't expect me to walk through that thing. Well, I guess if everybody else is going, I'm going too. Come on, how many of that's not the attitude we've got to have. We got to grow up sometimes. You can't, it ain't enough just to show up. Although some of the people that did show up were spared. Come on, amen. Because of grace. Somebody say it was because of grace. But how many know you got to get to the point where you got faith? And you got to add to your faith some virtue, and add to your virtue some knowledge, and add to your knowledge some long-suffering, so that you can become the complete person that God's called you to be. Come on, I wish I had a little bit more help than just one amen. Thank you. We need to get this in our hearts, ladies and gentlemen. This is what happens. God says, I brought you out by grace, but I'm going to process you through faith. I'm going to process you by you being dependent on me so you can inherit the promise that I have for you, so that you can walk in the promise that I have over your life. And the first thing I'm going to do to get you to that is I'm going to take you to a bitter place. Because I can't process you without taking you to a bitter place. And I'm going to teach you that the bitter places of your life, you will always find a tree. Come on, somebody. I'm not talking about some tree uprooted off of the riverbank and thrown into the lake. Because in the New Testament, for you and I, there's a greater message here. I'm talking about a tree that was fashioned in the shape of a cross, that we can come to the cross of Jesus Christ in every bitter circumstance of our life, and what was bitter can be made sweet by the power of the cross. All we have to do is take it and put it in the middle of our circumstances, in the middle of that bitterness. The power of God will take that cross. The Holy Ghost will take that cross, and what was bitter will become sweet. Somebody say, it's at the cross. Hallelujah. If we're ever going to get through our bitter places, it's only going to be because we put the cross in the middle of what's going on in our lives. You can't make it better by your own strength. It comes from the power of the Lord. You can't take a bitter environment and make it a better environment without the cross. Come on, somebody. When you put the cross in it, God takes what was meant for evil and turns it to good. If you don't put the cross in it, what was meant for evil becomes evil. So when people have stolen from you, when the devil's killed your children, when the enemies come against your finances, when the devil's come against your ministry, when people have laughed at you and scorned you and mocked you and accused you and ridiculed you and put you down, God can take those bitter places of your life and turn them into a very sweet thing and have it work to your good if you put it in the middle of the cross. Come on, that's good news, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for the cross. Amen. Somebody say, there's a tree. Thank you, Jesus, for that tree. Listen, I'm not immune to it because I'm your pastor. I've had very many bitter places in my life, or I couldn't be your pastor. I've been through hell many times.
Didn't think I was going to make it a few times. Sometimes it took me 3 or 4 days to get the cross in the middle of my circumstances because the circumstances were so overwhelming, I didn't think I could hang on. Come on, somebody. Amen. I've been in painful places. I've been in hurtful places. Sometimes the hurt's overwhelming. How many understand the hurt can be overwhelming sometimes? Sometimes we become so emotional we can't get perspective. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Where you just lost it? So I ain't never lost it. I'm dignified. You're lying. Not only have you not lost it, now you're telling a lie. We deal with that later. Come on, amen. So you know what I've done is when I found myself in a very bitter place, I've learned how to put the cross in the middle of it. And I found myself in places that just didn't add up. People have done things and said things, and or corporations have done things and said things, or the bank has done things and said things, or my wife has done things and said things. Come on. I feel like, God, what in the world is going on? I've learned how to put the cross in the middle of it. And what didn't make sense to me doesn't matter anymore because God takes what was bitter and he makes it better. Does that mean that's the nature of our Father? You know why that's his nature? Because he loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. Oh,
praise him. Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional here on the Treasure Coast. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.